Good evening. I'm coming to this presentation as a nurse who's interested in care. And there was a little bit of talk about action research. And for those of you who are not aware, action research is at the development end of a research and development spectrum. And what do I mean by that? Well, very much I work with people out there in practice to take something that they see needs to be sorted and work with and for them to try to make improvements in practice. And the research bit are just what are the lessons learnt from trying to do that by looking at it from the whole systems perspective. So I've been asked to come and talk to you about an ageing population meeting the challenge for caring for the rising number of dementia patients. And I think I've been invited because I lead My Home Life, a UK-wide initiative to promote quality of life in care homes for older people, which is led by Age UK and is an initiative in partnership with Dementia UK and City University, where I work. So, care homes. Some facts and figures, 400,000 older people. I don't think people realise that's more than three times the number of hospital beds in the NHS. Average age of people in care homes, people are going in later, they're sicker, they're frailer, they're staying for less time. 66% have some form of cognitive impairment, 40% have depression, etc., etc. This is a very, very frail group indeed. In terms of dementia, 60% of people with dementia actually die in care homes, compared to 5%. But often they're coming into care homes at a point of crisis, where the families are unprepared. Maybe it's following a hospital admission. So I really welcome the sort of opening up of care homes, perhaps to volunteers. I think it would be good not only for the residents in care homes, but also to educate the public to start to think about their own frailty, their own end of life, and learn more about dementia. It's a good place to learn, care homes. But I think we have to recognise that relationships are very challenging with the high dependency, end of life, plus dementia. It's a lot to manage. And to be honest, I think the rest of society has turned its back on care homes in many ways. Care homes are seen as islands of the old, and we need to work in much better partnership with them. I think we're ageist, we fear our own end of life, we fear dementia, and I actually think we're a little bit anti the independent sector who run most of these care homes. So what do we think of care homes? Well, you know, if you think of the public, this is what they're going to be thinking about, because this is what how the media presents them. And yet in reality, what we know is that there have been ongoing improvements over the past decade, and in particular steady improvements around positive risk-taking and voice choice and control. And I think if we work better with care homes, then we could actually really do some remarkable things together. The government recognises in the white paper for social care reform, it recognises islands of the old, and actually we're delighted, has given special mention to My Home Life and what we might be able to do to try to connect care homes better together, and also with their local community and with health and social care. And we were also highlighted as a case study within the Commission on Dignity. So I think we're probably doing something right. The vision is around promoting quality of life for those living, dying, visiting, working in care homes. And I think the two things here about holding the living and dying, they're not like hospices, you don't go in to die. It is about living there as well. And I think the policy on person-centred care focuses very much, in older people policy, focuses very much on independence and choice. And I think in care homes we really need interdependence, and we need relationships to be good. And if you want relationships to be good, then you've not just got to think of the needs of the older person. You must think of the needs of the visitor, the relative who visits, and the needs of the staff who work, who are often forgotten. This initiative then began as a small project, pulling together the evidence base for best practice, and is now seen as a social movement. It's gone across national borders. There's a My Home Life initiative in Wales, there's money for it in Northern Ireland, and it's started to be rolled out in Scotland, and the Australians are taking an interest in it. But what's really important is the way in which the sector has come together. It's supported by the Relatives and Residents Association and every umbrella organisation that represents care homes across the UK. But what is it? Well, it's a movement that is evidence-based, it's relationship-centred, and it's appreciative. As a researcher, I am sick to death of the research that focuses on poor practice and then blames practitioners. How does that help? Why don't we focus on what we know residents, relatives and staff want and what works and focus on sharing that? So the work that we do is thinking through not only what we know, but how can we put it into practice? This is the vision, and I'm sure you can't see it. Zara will put some handouts so that you can actually see it more clearly. But what I want to say about this is we've been working in silos in health and in social care, and somehow we've got to have a vision that cuts across these silos. And these clusters of themes, the bottom two clusters are really for care home managers, and it's about what they need to do to keep their workforce fit for purpose, given that they've got the changing needs of their residents. It's also about the sort of cultures that they need to create so that all residents, including those with dementia, can flourish in these homes. But if you look at the other six themes, one set of themes is around personalisation. It's the sort of stuff that social care people are interested in. And it's really quite simple. It's about see who I am, involve me, connect with me. And what's interesting, in a recent literature review on older people care in hospital, they're saying nothing about clinical care. They expect that to be in place. But what they are saying is, see me, include me, and connect with me. Whereas the other themes, the navigation themes on the other side, I think these are themes that healthcare people focus on. Managing transitions, the going into a care home, all the emotional upheaval, managing the losses, of connections from their past, and also the losses to do with frailing body, frailing mind. Healthcare people also think about improving health and healthcare and also supporting good end of life. And what really interests me is that often I get social care people saying, if only the nurses in care homes would stop treating this as a clinic and actually the residents would have a better quality of life. And I get the nurses saying, if only those social care people would push fluids a little bit more, then actually they would wake up and enjoy a better quality of life. There's something going on here. We need to share, respect and value each other's knowledge and have a shared vision. Underpinning my home life is relationship-centred care. And there has been research where they've asked older people, relatives and staff, what is important to them. And this is not rocket science, but if we can help people to feel safe, if we can help them to feel that they belong, they're part of things, if they can experience links and connections between what's gone on before, what's happening now, what's to come, if we can help them feel they've got goals, that they're reaching those goals and that they matter as individuals. It doesn't matter whether you've got dementia or not, this is what matters, but not just to residents or older people. It's the relatives. We've got to think about this for them and also the staff. So we've been doing a lot of work with care homes. In particular, we've been running a leadership support and community development programme with 21 local authorities. And so we've been talking a lot to care home managers who have been engaged in quality improvement initiatives. And what we're finding is that they are under a lot of stress. And they really need our support. They feel that they're feeding the system rather than feeding their residents. And this report by the Joseph Rowntree Foundation will be launched at the NCAS conference later on this month. But I think it's worth looking at. I think this sector is really serving our dementia community and we need to help them more. And in particular, I think with this sector, bearing in mind how much that they are maligned through the press, what we have discovered through the Leadership Support Community Development Programme is how much we need to trust, enable, network, support and empower. And if you want more details of that, I will share them later. But in completion, do get in touch if you want to know more about My Home Life Programme. There's a website with all the resources, etc. To look at. But I want to show you a film. And I want to show you a film of a resident with dementia who's in one of our My Home Life care homes. And I think the film, which actually Dougal, Alex, your son, produced for us, will tell you more important messages than the ones that I can offer you. Thank you.